broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning. Friday, May the 12th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. And we have got a big Friday show in store for you this morning, 8:15 a.m. until 1 o'clock this afternoon. However you're listening, take the dial off whatever you're listening on. Put a piece of tape on your phone, your listening device. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, don't change that dial for the next 5 solid hours. Now, hour number one here, we're just going to go through some things that I want to talk about and probably get back into the Family Feud here because we've got some gifts to give away today. Yes, you heard me right, because the G in WGH stands for gifts. It really doesn't, but this morning, it does. It stands for gifts. And then Pastor Whitaker will be in from 9:15 until 10 this morning, and he and I are going to have a conversation about a myriad of things. It's always a fun time with him. Then I'll come back at 10:15, and until 1 p.m. this afternoon, we'll continue on with our trivia and give away prizes. Now, we've got some real blockbuster prizes here today. We have got a $10 gift card to Del Taco. We have got a Del Taco beanie, you know, the beanie hats that you wear on your head. A lot of people don't know what a beanie is, and it's kind of hard to explain, but everybody who's won a Del Taco beanie at this station loves it. So we've got the Del Taco beanie, the $10 gift card to Del Taco. We've got a large one-topping pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, and we have given away a lot of those pizzas here at the station, and everybody has loved them. So we're going to give away another large one-topping pizza today from Neighbor's Pizza, so don't miss that. And we also have some of the See's Candy, S-E-E-S, See's Famous Candy from Carson, California. You can't buy these in the stores. Hey, this would be a great gift for Mom on Sunday. And very quickly, just to bring this up, because I've been obsessed with this all week if you've been listening to the show. Mother's Day, Monday, it said rain on Mother's Day. Tuesday, it said kind of a chance of rain. Wednesday, it said it was going to rain all day. Thursday, it said sunny, but low temperatures, let's say. I looked at it this morning. Now we're back to overcast. So I don't really know what Mother's Day is going to be like. I guess you're just going to have to wake up on Sunday and find out what it's going to be like. It's not going to be warm, let's put it that way. It's not going to be like it was yesterday or the day before. It's going to start raining later on today, somewhere around noon or 1, and then it's going to rain pretty well the majority of the day tomorrow. Then Sunday, we don't know. It's probably going to be wet outside, obviously, after 2 days of rain. And beyond that, I don't know. Get Mom a hanging plant or take her out to dinner. This should not impact your plans, and enjoy yourself. I've been asking this all week. What should you get Mom for Mother's Day? Now, a lot of people, as I say, I think the number one gift is a hanging plant. I think if you're a student in school, a lot of people give her handmade things, which is perfectly fine. And a lot of people take Mom out to lunch or breakfast on Sunday. Does anybody have an idea as to what to do for Mom on Mother's Day? 740-383-9944. Now remember, that's a different number because I am in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Oh, and by the way, this is the first day I've been back in the studio since the debacle last Friday night in which I spilled soda into the soundboard. So how am I sounding this morning? You know, you never really know. I know how I sound in the headphones, and I know how I sound in the microphone, and obviously I can hear the levels going up and down. But how am I sounding wherever you are, on whatever listening device you're listening to, or radio? Is it sounding okay for you this morning? Let me know. 740-383-9944. But that will be the number all morning to call into to win prizes and answer questions. 740-383-9944. And again, is it a hanging plant for mom? Is it a card? Is it take her out to lunch? What is it on Sunday for the big Mother's Day holiday? 740-383-9944. You know, it's a very complicated thing, Mother's Day, because a lot of people obviously have their mother, who may be elderly in age, but they also have kids, so it's like celebrating two Mother's Days. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, you made me real excited. I have to call you early to get my little piece in, because I'm not going to have time the rest of the day the way your agenda is filled out.
I know. It's a big morning this morning. We're giving away a lot of stuff.
Oh, boy. And you know what? There's a couple things I'll start off with. That word you used about muriatic, or you and the pastor is going to have, boy, is that, I kind of know what that means. You, both of you are going to be looking in a mirror, and you're going to be referring back to what things happen. Is that right or not?
I'll go with that. You know, it very well could be.
Well, and then the other word, what you just got through saying there a little bit, and I can't even think of what the daggone word was. It's like when you spilled the stuff into the area with the phones and stuff, and you just wondering to see how it sounds. You used another word there. It was like a mistake or something like that. What was that word? Just a few minutes ago you used it.
Oh, you know what? Boy, what did I know I said something.
Oh, yeah, it pertains to just like it's just an out of the normal word that I've heard all my life, but I like some of these words coming up. I'm getting a new vocabulary, Scott, and if I could be fast enough to remember what they was, I've never heard them before in my life.
You know,
anyhow, there's just one couple things I'd like to say. I was out this morning getting my stuff done so I could come back in and listen to you, and as I'm out there, you know, time's talking to me and me talking to you on the air and stuff. I love the outdoors, so what to my wondering eyes this morning, I heard the geese coming over, and I looked up to the geese, in which I've done for years and years and years, and geese is getting a bad word now, but for the jet flights, but anyhow, the geese has been around, I think, long enough to know that the planes fly into the geese. The geese don't fly into the planes, so they're a lot faster in motivation than the geese. But the point I was getting at, isn't it amazing? There's maybe different numbers of geese in the flock. They get in a triangle, and there's one leader. One leader is what I'm emphasizing on, and they're the leader. And all these other, maybe 12 on one side and 15 on the, it's uneven count if you look at that. I should have been a naturalist or something, but I've learned all this stuff and looked at them, counted them and stuff like that, but isn't it wonderful? One leader, and they're all in perfect formation, and they don't get out of it from the time they leave till the time the destination they're going. Isn't that remarkable? And the human beings can't even drive a car down the road and keep it in the right lane, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and the only problem I have with the geese is every night, I think people who've been listening for a while know this, I go out and I either jog a mile or I walk a mile. And the route that I go on, I go by a pond, and that pond is proliferated with geese.
Right.
And this time of year, the geese have babies. They have I don't even know what baby, what kind of, is it a flock? Is it a, I don't know what you call that, but they have a lot of babies, and they're very protective of their babies, and
Goslin, you mean the word for the young, it used to be a duck, would be a duckling, and a gosling or something for
something, yeah, something like that. So
what you're talking about, you're pertaining to the goslings?
Yeah, the goslings, and they have the little goslings there, and there are like 12 of them, and then you've got the two geese that are usually around them that are walking them across the street between the houses where they eat the plants and the pond where they like to rest. So I'm either running or walking down that street on my daily walk-run, depending on how tired I am that day, and I run into them this time of year, and I'll tell you, you don't even have to be threatening. If you just come close to those babies or the geese, who a lot of times are right in the middle of the road where you're running because there are no sidewalks, they start to come after you. They get a bad attitude. And the thing of that is that whether I'm walking or running, I'm running by the time I'm done with those geese.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up instead of me. Isn't it amazing how two geese can run you off and tell you to get out because they're wanting you not to bother their young? Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
And but yet we can get large groups and stuff rioting and stuff like that, and we got a mass part of law officers and stuff trying to keep the crowd controlled. First of all, law officers are there to help you, not to arrest you anyhow, and trying to help you get out of the danger and this and that. And they can't even control the crowds because they don't listen. But you, a big man like you, you immediately get out of their way because isn't that something, how the behavior is between people and wildlife?
Well, and I do want to mention here real quick, we've got Mary out there listening this morning. She says we're sounding really good. And Bailey is out there listening this morning. Bailey, now she's saying she's had some problem with geese too because she almost got attacked by a goose. Is it just one goose when you say one? She almost got attacked by a goose on Tuesday, so she's had this problem before. But I'll tell you, these geese that I'm with, when they get nasty, they have as nasty dispositions as some of the people I used to date. It's bad.
Yeah, Scott. And did you say that was Mary?
Marion and Bales are out there for sure this morning, I know, listening.
Those are two females. Well, you know what? If they don't obey them, they'll get goosed too.
They will get goosed.
Right on the area where the goose comes from. But anyhow, there's another thing I want to ask. We've always heard about President Harding and everything, and I know the knowledge you got, but I've never heard anybody say anything about President Harding being a teacher, and you being a teacher and everything else, and a number of you on the air have been to colleges and everything, but did you know what age he was when he was a teacher?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a very good question, because he I know that he left for the Senate when he was probably in his 40s, and he ran the Marion Star pretty much in his 30s, so I'm guessing he was probably in his 20s. You know, I never thought about this. I'm a teacher.
Very distinctive. I got a book saying in the school that here in Marion, I'm pretty sure, his birthplace is not in Marion, but about the fringe areas of Marion. But he started teaching when he was a teenager, and it's got the wages he made. And he's taught in a couple places, then he quit teaching and he went to other things. But I thought that would be fine. Interesting. We hear Harding over and over and over in the speeches and speeches and speeches, but we never come up knowing that he was a teacher. And how many presidents, maybe if you go back in history, were teachers? Well, that's one thing nice about President Harding. He was a teacher in and around this area.
So. You know, I never thought about this, but President Harding was a teacher. I'm a teacher. Then he became a journalist at the Marion Star. I'm a journalist here some mornings.
There you go.
Maybe I should run for president now.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm relating to you, because other people say, well, I don't care nothing about it, but you do, because you're one of them.
Yeah, that's right. I could fit right in. Do you remember what it said President Harding's wages were back when he was teaching?
Oh, yes. I got that. It's right in black and white, and it's in a book of all the schools in Marion and everything like that. I found stuff like that when I read interesting, because you hear all the rest of it. We've heard it in school and history and stuff, you know, but there's some fun, a lot of things that stand out in my memory that I have no trouble connecting with that I was interested in, and it seems like that's the way life is. What you're interested in, you excel in. So I just thought, you know, everybody thinks, well, they went to college and they would have done this. That's fine. But you know what? Today, college, you're mandatory. You don't have a choice if you don't go to college, because you go send out a resume, and at college graduation, they more or less just slam the book in front of you and tell you, well, we can't take care of you next, and stuff like that. So I just thought maybe I'd just put some of my stuff in and stuff.
Well, this is good. Now, I'm wondering, though, now, if I ran for president at this point in my life, which is about the time President Harding started to run, now, would I have your vote? Because I've got to start compiling votes, or I'm never going to get anywhere.
Well, now, before you do that, different things. Now, listen, Scott. Now, listen, you're talking about you being around many females. So we'd have to watch that behavior of you before you run for president, if or if not, and stuff like that.
Well, we all know President Harding knew about the goose.
And the gander.
And the gander. I'll tell you, President Harding never met a goose he disliked.
I got one more little thing to say, but you have a good day. Oh, the introduction today, it was very clear on there. I don't know how many people tune in. I don't want to miss a word because I love just one word. Really, I listen for it real close. And you come on, and this is a test. And can you repeat that little bit of my...
The one early on?
Yeah, mic test. And then you said it Friday.
Yes.
Well, go ahead. It's Friday, and there was something else there. And it's nice because when we tune in on some of these new listening devices, did I get the replay, or did I get that? I don't have any replays. I never heard me on the phone. I go to another room and stuff, and so I don't know anything about getting a replay, but I see the scroll there. You talk, my goodness gracious, you got replays up the giggy, you know, on that thing.
We've got replays up the goose.
Giggy goose, yeah. Jittery. And one other thing about the noise of wildlife, you know, they're always... The geese, where I started off with, they're always, and I call it honking back and forth, signaling everybody stay in line. And this line this morning, Scott, was fabulous. It was really a perfect V. And then other wildlife, you know, you hear the rattle on the tree, and the dead tree or something that usually has insects in it, and you go, rat-a-tat-tat-tat, woodpecker, and and the sound rattles all in the woods, just from a little bill on a woodpecker. You can hear that, and that's how really nice it is outdoors and enjoying the outdoors, the wildlife, as you know, and you're doing it. And for a person of your knowledge and stuff, you learn a lot every day when you're in that atmosphere, don't you, Scott?
I would say so. And you know something? This summer, it is my goal, as I've said many times, and I've started to do this, to go down to ponds and just relax, go to beaches, go to places of water, and take the time. I like to work. I'll never have that out of me, I don't think. But I am starting, because of last year, not being able to do anything like that, I'm really starting to enjoy cookouts and water and beaches and fishing and things that I don't think I really appreciated until last year. So some things can change your life in a way.
Don't get ruined and get around the overpopulated areas, because that takes all the fun out of it and all the non-really behavior that you should be doing when you're in that atmosphere of wildlife, because you will not see nothing, you will not enjoy the sound, but if you get in a few offbeat places, and you know a few of them, you've been there, and you know where I'm related at, saying that, and knowing how it's quiet and peaceful. That's how you enjoy the outdoors. Wildlife, you're not going to be talking and having a bunch of groups and stuff like that, because you're not going to see that. Maybe from a distance or through binoculars, stuff like that, I'll agree. But one-on-one, that's the best way, and you're doing a good thing, and... I'll keep listening. So those words, boy, I have to listen to I'll have to listen carefully, see if those words come back.
I wish I remembered what I said, so I could go back. Now, so what do you remember what I said about the pastor? We're going to have a
mirror or something discussion or something like that, starts with an M.
Oh, myriad. That was
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. What is that word?
Yeah, a myriad. We're going to talk about a myriad of things, just a lot. It's a funny way of saying a lot.
I thought maybe there was going to be something that maybe the pastor shouldn't get involved in, and I thought, boy, I got to protect him and call him ahead of time and let him know, don't go up the studio today. He's got a new word he's going to perform on. Hey, if you can't have fun over the air, there's no use of calling in, you know?
You know, and if you get a chance, you should call in during the pastor's show. He's a fun guy to talk to.
Yeah, I hear him, and you know what? You guys do a wonderful job. There isn't no time to get in there because, boy, you guys are really discussing a lot of things. But it works, and you guys hang in there. Bye.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I got some notes there that were sounding okay. Boy, poor Bales was about killed by a goose this week. Hopefully she can call in. I know she's busy doing things this morning, but we'd love to hear about her goose attack. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And our friend Mary out there listening. And, of course, Ted, who we always enjoy hearing from here in the morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 35 minutes past the hour. How are we sounding here? You know, people have always commented on my vocabulary, and I honestly don't do it on purpose. I don't know where these words came from. If you met my parents, they don't really talk like that. I really think I might have been the neighbor's child. I think I might have been the neighbor's child, I think is what might have happened. Because my parents don't talk like that. In any event, what else was I talking about here? Where was I in my conversation? Okay. Oh, the other day we got... Well, I came in last night, and I'm going to talk about that momentarily here. But I came in last night, and I checked the answering machine, which I don't do too often, but last night I was checking the answering machine. You know, we get calls from all over the country. I mean, it is unbelievable. We get calls from all over the country, and I think that is such a great thing, because we're not here every day. You know, I don't come into the studio every day. Sometimes I do the show remotely. The answering machine was just proliferated with phone calls from different area codes and voices that I'd never heard. Oh, by the way, I got a call at my house last night at midnight. It was a local number, and I think it was somebody calling in for trivia. Because I have a landline at my house that I use when I do the show remotely, and I think they were calling in. So people listen to this station all hours of the day, all days of the week. It's very nice to have the audience that we have. Oh, and by the way, I want to get this plug in early as well. Make sure you listen to the Friday night show tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m., because we have got a blockbuster show here tonight. It will be Sean and I and Matt, who's coming back. Now, you remember Matt. He did our election coverage with us last week, and he was just fantastic doing his election coverage. And then he joined us last Friday night, and we had a lot of fun with him talking about a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And this week, the fourth person in our little, what would be four? It'd be, it's not a tripod. Tripod would be three. Quartet. The fourth person tonight in our little quartet, I don't think you've ever heard on live radio, and it will be Olivia. Now, I don't even think I've ever said her name on the air. I think I just said yesterday that it was going to be a new person this week, and it's Olivia. And I'm going to talk about that more in a second, but don't miss the show tonight. If you ever listen to a Friday night show, this is the one you want to listen to tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. Matt, Olivia, Sean, and myself, it's going to be a show Mother's Day weekend for the ages, 8:15 till 10 p.m. Right here live on this station tonight. Now, the question I wanted to answer, we got a call a few weeks ago from our friend Sarah, and I hope Sarah's out there listening this morning, asking what they were doing over in Founders Park because they were digging it up. Well, they were working on the band shell. I believe it's in the Marion Star this morning. So they were working on the band shell, apparently. So that's what the digging up of Founders Park was all about. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I hate to interrupt you right now. Is that Olivia Newton-John going to be on your show tonight?
Not Olivia Newton-John, but just as good. Just as good.
The first one. Sometimes I get confused who it is, the first word. Yeah, Okay. Yeah, you check that up. President Harding was a teenager, and I got the wages. Maybe I'll drop that down and get on another program some morning, okay?
Yeah, let me know. All right, not Olivia Newton-John, although I'm not sure she might have been named after Olivia Newton-John, but Olivia will be with us tonight, and we're going to have a ton of fun. Olivia, Matt, Sean, and I, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. You're not going to want to miss that. But for everybody who wanted to know why they were digging up Founders Park, we finally got the answer. It is for the band shell that they're building over there, so they can have, I guess, concerts in the park, which is kind of nice. All right. This weekend, I got a lot of stuff going on. I was talking about possibly going to Sugar Creek, to Amish Country, possibly going to Toledo. No, Toledo? Yeah, Toledo. Toledo to Tony Paco's and the Maumee area and doing some things. Now, I don't have it hammered down yet, but hopefully by tonight, by the time that I get back to this show tonight, maybe I'll be able to tell you what my weekend plans will be, but it's going to be a lot of fun. But tomorrow's going to be kind of rainy, and that's the day it's all going to take place. So it might be better to do indoor events tomorrow than anything else. All right, we talked about the Mother's Day weather. Oh, my goodness gracious. Last night, we did something here at the studio, and I'm going to come back to that. But after we were done here at the studio, we went out and got some dinner and went to Wendy's. And boy, were they busy last night. We didn't get out of the studio here until almost 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock last night, Wendy's was packed. They had a line of cars wrapped around the building, and the inside was very busy. But I'll tell you why we went to Wendy's. The Strawberry Frosty. The Strawberry Frosty is back. Now, last year they introduced the Strawberry Frosty, and I thought this was the greatest invention since sliced bread. All summer long, and I am not a big sweets eater, but I got Strawberry Frosties all summer long. I loved them. They were delicious. It's one of my favorite things. It almost rivals my other favorite dessert, the Oreo Blizzard. I mean, it's almost that good. So last night, I got my Strawberry Frosty, and there is a picture of that posted on social media if anybody would like to look at it or comment. I said, what is love to you? Love to me is having a good night at the studio last night, hanging out, and then getting a Strawberry Frosty. That is true love. All right. So the Strawberry Frosty's back. And I'll take one of those any time of the day, any day of the week, any hour of the day. All right. Oh, Ryan, who I hope's out there listening. Ryan, we've got your Del Taco beanie and your $10 gift card to Del Taco. I think you won that 2 weeks ago. It's here at the studio, and you can pick that up today anytime before 1 o'clock. But don't forget, we're going to give away another Del Taco beanie and another Del Taco gift card at some point this morning, as well as a Neighbor's Pizza and other things when we get into the Family Feud here. Okay, now, here's something I can't talk about, but I'm going to tell you why I can't talk about it. Yesterday, something happened, and, see, I don't mean this in a mean way, so I'm not even going to say it, because it'll come off mean. I don't mean it in a mean way, but I know, I thought about it. I thought, if I say this, even without saying the person's name, people are going to take it as me being mean. And heaven knows, with me running for president now, you know, following President Harding's path, being a teacher and then a journalist and now president, I do not want to offend anybody. I do not want to be rude here on Mother's Day. Now, Mother's Day weekend, but I'm just telling you how nice I am. I'm not going to mention this because it will come off mean, even though I don't mean it mean, but that's where that's going to lay. By the way, would you vote for me for president? I'm not sure that I got a vote there on that last call, possibly. But if I ran for president, would you vote for me? Hey, we're getting a new mayor here in town. I don't live in the city, but if somehow I were able to get into the city, would you vote for me for mayor? Because I think I could really whip this city right into shape. First of all, well, I have a whole list of things I could do for this city. But would you vote for me for president or mayor? Because don't you want somebody like me who's not going to make rude comments like I just said? You know, I'm going to leave it off because I don't want to tick people off. Isn't that the type of mayor or president you really want? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I know there are some people who would never vote for me for love nor money. But, hey, maybe we could get some people in here who would vote for me. I would enjoy it. Let's see here. You know what? I just got... Now, I'm not even sure what this thing's called. It's not a meme. I don't believe it's a meme. But, I can't say this on the air. But, it's, I'm not even sure what that means. I just got that from Bales. Now, Bales says she can't call in and give us her goose story, and it's not that interesting anyway. But it's always good to hear from Bales. So if she gets a chance to call in at any point this morning and say hello, we'd love to hear from her. Now, I purposely left this last part off till the end. Boy, this hour's flying by. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. Now, last night, we came to the studio here, and it was a beautiful, beautiful night, as most of you know. And we did a taping, had some nice little conversations here, and Olivia came in. Now, let me tell you about Olivia, because I like to give everybody because she's going to be on the show tonight, let me put it that way. I like to give everybody a little bit of an insight into the person before they come on the show. And as many of you know, there have been many people on these shows over the years that have come and gone. They've come and then they've gone. Some have been good, some have been bad. I won't tell you who's been good and bad, but you know if you've listened. So last night Olivia comes in here, and she really has no general broadcast experience. Now, I've known Olivia for a little while, and she's always been a very fun, smart, bright person who really gets the joke and is really fun to be around. And by the way, she listened to the whole show yesterday morning. All 2 hours of this show she listened to, so she gets an A-plus in my book just for doing that. But in any event, she comes in last night, and we do the program, and I am telling you, this girl has got it. She is just as good as it's going to get. And I was talking with Sean, who was here last night as well, after we did the taping, and I said, well, how do you think that went? And he said, that's as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets when it comes to doing a show. So Olivia is smart. She is talented. She is personable. She gets it, and a lot of people don't get it. Radio and other things, publicity. Publicity is a lot of things people don't get. She gets publicity. I was just completely impressed with her and so proud of her last night. And, you know, I have no kids, so there is not a lot of people, not that she would be in the age category of a child of mine, but I have no kids to be proud of, so I got to be proud of somebody. I was so proud of her last night for how good she did. It was just amazing. It was one of those moments, you know, when you're doing a show and you get through it and you say, about halfway through it, and you say, man, something really good is going on here. And like I say, I've known Olivia now probably since late last year, and she's just a tremendous, you know, I never want to say girl, because girl sounds bad. She's a tremendous woman, and just talent out the yin-yang, wherever the yin-yang is, and could not be more happy to have her here tonight and a part of the team, and just in general, she's somebody I think that you would want in your life. She's fun. She's fun to talk to. She gets it, and so I'm very lucky to have had that experience last night and all the experiences so far that I've had with her, and she is a talent, and I think she's out there listening this morning for day number two, so I hope she got to hear that, because I've told her those things in private, but now I've said them over the air, so now they're on the record. And as our caller earlier on intimated, we do tape everything here on the station, so it definitely is on the record permanently. So could not get any better than Olivia. She is just the best. What do you say? She's, I take my Cubs cap off to her. I tip my Cubs cap to her. She is the best. So you're going to be hearing a lot more from her, without question. So Olivia just did a tremendous job. And you know, when you have a night like that, where you're having so much fun, you're laughing, you're enjoying things, you know, you just, the endorphins in your body just feel better because you've had a good time. So Olivia did great, and she'll be in here tonight as part of the Friday night show with Matt and Sean and myself. And I'm sure we're going to have a humdinger of a conversation tonight. So definitely at this point, nobody better than Olivia. She's kind of like regular Coke, you know, Coca-Cola. Do you remember when regular Coke was out and then they decided to change it? And they put the new Coke out, and nobody liked the new Coke. So then they had to go back to the regular Coke, but they called it Classic Coke. I think of Olivia as Classic Coke, you know, the really good soda. So nobody better to hang around with, and definitely becoming quite the broadcast entity. And we'll get to see that as time goes on. But what? Oh, and there are some pictures of that online as well. Olivia and I from last night. Just the best. How lucky am I? How lucky can you get in life to have those type of people in your life? You got to surround yourself with good people. You know, that's really the key of life. If I'm really going to tell you what the key of life is here this morning, I'm going to tell you the whole philosophy of life. Surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with good people. Don't get in one of those patterns, but surround yourself with good people. That's what you got to do. All right, go ahead, caller.
Oh, Scott, you were comparing her with Coke. My goodness gracious, we got to get off of that. Here, you don't like Coke. All you like is Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
You emphasize their diet, see? And you just said Coke, and Coke has got the zero thing. She isn't zero. She's a lot higher in the numeral part than zero. Come on, Scott.
Coke. She's Diet Coke. She's a 10. She's the best.
I knew you could wiggle yourself around that. Hey, what?
I'm just like a politician. I just wiggle around it.
Yeah, boy.
Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody's got anything to say. But it just so much fun last night. And I'm sure we're going to have a ball tonight. So there you go. Olivia did a tremendous job. And I think people should be acknowledged when they do good jobs. Again, the secret of life, don't surround yourself with losers. Now that's just as simple as it is. Don't surround yourself with losers. Now, I'm sure at the time you surround yourself with them, you don't think they're losers. But inevitably, you get stuck around losers. And in this particular case, no loser here. I've ran a loser check on her, and she passes. All right. Telephone lines are open. 383-9944. See, the brain started to go there. The mouth was talking faster than the brain was moving, and I about gave the wrong number. 740-383-9944. Nobody better than Olivia. So we're very lucky to have her here and a part of the team. And a part of just in general my life at this point. But of course, she's been around my life long before broadcasting. She was, as I say, I don't know when I met her. It must have been late last summer, I'm thinking. Because I think it was when I came back to work after being off last summer. I think that's when I first met her. Sometime in the fall. I don't exactly remember, but it was sometime in that neighborhood. So there you go. I gushed a little bit this morning over Olivia. You got to gush on people every so often. You know, I've gushed on other people on this program in the past, so there's a gush on Olivia. I'm not sure if she's still out there listening, but I hope she heard that. And again, she'll be in here tonight with Matt. Oh, somebody's honking at us. I bet that's our favorite bus driver. Sarah, if that's you, give us a call. We have not heard from Sarah all week. 740-383-9944. She keeps us running on the bus. so all the people on the bus can listen to us as they go to wherever they're going in the morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. That took us up to 54 minutes past the hour here. Let's see. Well, you know, I'm going to address something here in a second when it comes to what I just said. But I want to get... We're running out of time this first hour. Okay, what else? Oh, Family Feud. Okay. We got a new category here this morning. Let's see how we do as we start our Family Feud. Now, remember, every time you get a Family Feud question right, we're going to enter you into a drawing that we will do at the end of each hour. So what will happen is, we'll start the drawing here this hour, then the pastor will come in next hour, and we'll do the pastor from 9:15 until 10. Don't tune out for that. And call in during that show. We would like to hear from you. Then from 10:15 until 11, we'll pick back up the Family Feud, and we'll do a drawing for the Del Taco or the Neighbor's Pizza. I'm not sure exactly how it'll go, but we'll start that again at 10:15 this morning, because we've only got about 5 minutes left here in this hour. The person out there saying, don't blast. I'm not going to blast anybody. Just stay tuned, and I'm going to tell you about something I want to refer to here. All right. Here's the category. Five answers. No. Wait a second. Seven answers. Seven answers in today's category. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. Hey, it's breakfast time. Why not this category? 740-383-9944. Name a food that you hope you got milk to go with. All right, 740-383-9944. Seven big answers on the list here today. Name a food that you hope you got milk with. And that's exactly how it's worded. Got milk, in quotations. The old commercial. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say cereal.
Cereal. Cereal is number one on the list. Are you excited for the Friday night show tonight?
Yes, I was. I listened a little bit last week, just a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, tonight is the one you want to listen to. We've got Matt and the debut of Olivia and Sean and myself. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a show.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right. Well, we've got cereal. Cereal was number one on our list today. So we've got Judy in the competition so far here today. 56 minutes past the hour. What food do you hope you got milk with? Go ahead, caller.
How about cookies?
Cookies, number two on the list. You excited about the Friday show tonight?
I'm going to try.
I'm telling you, this Olivia will just knock your socks off.
Okie doke.
Thanks. Bye-bye. See, I'm becoming a good cheerleader here this morning. Okay. Cookies, number two on the list. 3 minutes left in this hour, and remember, we're going to pick back up this drawing at 10:15 this morning after the pastor's show, which starts at 9:15. Name a food that you hope you got milk with. A food that you hope you got milk with. 3 minutes left in this particular hour. Cereal was number one, and cookies were number two. But there are seven big answers. We've still got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the list. There are, you know, all these other foods, really, you probably want to have milk with. All right, let's go to the phones here this morning. Okay, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say homemade ice cream.
Homemade ice cream. No ice cream on the list.
Okay.
Ice cream does not make the list here this morning. Name a food that you hope you got milk with. A food that you hope you got milk with. 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the studio this morning, so you gotta use the studio number. 740-383-9944. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, let's say pudding.
Pudding. No pudding on the list. Pudding does not make an appearance today on the program. No pudding. Name a food that you hope you got milk with. And that's exactly how it's worded, in quotations, got milk. G-O-T space M-I-L-K. Cereal was number one. Cookies was number two. But we've still got three, four, five, six, and seven. Three, four, five, six, and seven. Does anybody know what the answers are? We're already in trouble after two here this morning, which is kind of interesting. Name a food that you hope you got milk with. A food that you hope you got milk with. We're under a minute here in this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A food that you hope you got milk with. Cereal was number one with a bullet. 60 people said cereal. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'd say bread and milk because you always emphasize when a storm comes up. Why do people always go out to the grocery and get bread and milk? So it has to be on there, Scott.
No bread and milk, but you're right. Why do they do it? I have no idea.
My goodness.
No bread and milk on the list today, but anytime a snowstorm's coming in, rush out and get your bread and milk. Name a food that you hope you got milk with. 740-383-9944. Remember, we're drawing for Del Taco gift cards today. Large Neighbor's Pizza. We're going to take a break here for 15 minutes, come back with Pastor Whitaker, and then we've got more drawings and more Family Feud starting at 10:15. Don't you dare flip that dial.
Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and governor John Kasich.
On the other side, just a second to talk over...